Joni Mitchell once sang, "That one little victory, that's all she needs." And this is the Fat Man Chronicles.
I was not hiding. I was unsure. And I was really right there.
Well, episode 21 of the Fat Man Chronicles. Welcome back to our loyal dozens of listeners. And if you're new to the show, thanks so much for joining us. We got like a Gomer's bump we'll have to talk about.
Yeah, for sure.
On some downloads. But anyway, my name is Pete, and sitting next to me is my wife, Gretchen. We're the hosts, and we're just a regular couple on the journey with you to health, fitness, weight loss, and a better life. Now, we're going to start out with wine, because that's what we do.
And this is, and unlike other nights when we were recording, this is actually our second glass of the night.
It is, but they were not super generous.
They're not full. They were full, but still, this is.
It is. It's a big deal.
Yeah, sorry. I have an itch.
Oh, good podcasting right there.
It's, well.
What's the problem?
I don't know.
Is it because?
I don't know.
Are you allergic to podcasing?
I don't know.
Is it on both sides?
It is.
Like
it
on
is.
Your neck?
No, it's my ears. I feel like a dog. Like
you my scratch ears. The ears?
Yes. I feel like my hair is not in the right position or wow. something.
Wow.
Sorry.
Good start. This is a riveting start so far. Anyway.
Ooh, it's been a long day. So that, what's in the bottle? Oh, yeah. So it's our second glass. I swear it's only the second glass and like they weren't even full ones. It's Domaine de la Morée. I'm going to say Morée.
I would probably just say Domaine, but.
Domaine?
Yeah. Domaine?
Domaine. Is that? It's more French.
Oh.
It's a Tavu. it's a rosé. It's a rosé we're having tonight from
it is because we
from France.
We drink rosé all year.
All year. We do not. It's a Rhone, rosé Rhone wine. So
well, if you make wine in Tavel or Tavel or however Tavel, you say it,
yeah, I don't know.
Not a French speaker.
I almost said travel, but then I was like, oh, wait,
it's not travel.
There's no R.
But if you make wine there, it has to be rosé.
Oh, really?
Yeah. The entire appellation
well,
is cool. All
about you know
rosé.
What? This is a great bottle. We should send this to Pat.
Oh, because she slumps.
Her slumps. But it's got the etching on it.
Oh, yeah. That is nice.
That's a cool bottle. We should.
We'll just save it for
we'll
her.
We'll save it to her and bring her to her when we go on our trip.
They're going to travel. I think there's going to be a lot of bottles on that trip.
And we'll bring one empty one right. for her.
Well, I wanted rosé tonight because we were having like my favorite chicken wing recipe.
Well, it was your birthday dinner.
Well,
day early.
My birthday. Well, mine and Oprah's.
Yours and Oprah's, which is who's tomorrow. More important? I don't know. I mean, does Oprah have dozens of podcast listeners?
So she's got 100, probably millions, actually.
Does she have a podcast?
She does.
Oh, well, never mind then. I didn't realize she had a podcast.
Oh, yeah. She's got hundreds of thousands
but,
of
like,
listeners.
But, like, she does the podcast or, like, people do the podcast in her name?
You know, I'm going to be honest and tell you I have not listened to Oprah's podcast, but I think it's Oprah.
Is it? Wow. All right. I was trying to give you one up here because, like, you know, you do this one.
Well, but, I mean, does she have really cool swag? Probably not.
Probably not.
Does totally. She have patrons that she sends swag to? Oh, wait a minute. She had an entire show based on that. Oprah's yeah, favorite things.
Exactly.
You get a piece of swag. You get a mug.
Swag,
and you get a
you
mug.
Get a swag.
That's not. No. Yeah, I'm not going to compare myself to Oprah. Yeah. Although I am really angry that, one, she wouldn't let me tell her we were like
birthday buddies.
Twins
yes.
or whatever.
Yes.
When we met her.
Because I think like that could have like really bonded you guys.
I think it could have.
Oprah could be sitting in our basement right now on this podcast if she had let you just tell her.
Maybe. I mean, it's possible she could be in our basement. It's not creepy or anything.
I said in this basement and on the podcast, it was together. It wasn't just like locked up in our basement.
Well, that's just, not good.
It's not good. Maybe, no.
She would have invited Gail.
Exactly.
And so Gail would have been here.
Yeah.
Maybe Stedman. I've met Stedman.
Yeah. He's a nice guy. He's a nice guy.
Dude, biggest hands I've ever seen in my life.
Super tall, isn't he? Like, he's like eight feet tall.
He's tall, but his hands were like catcher's mitts.
That's crazy.
They were ginormous. But super nice guy.
Yeah.
We watched.
I've never met him.
Some hockey together.
Yeah.
You've met him before. Yeah. My dad did some work with him and,
yeah.
You know, knows him enough, I guess, to text him and stuff. So,
yeah.
Maybe I shouldn't say that on the air.
Oh.
Now people will be coming to my dad and be like, hey, can you get a hold of Stedman?
Exactly. Yeah. Cause that's our listeners are all about that for sure.
Probably. Well, I mean, now they know. Let's see. R. Kelly. Well, and I revealed on Facebook recently, I once did a wine tasting also. Before you and I were together, for Michael Flatley, Lord of the Dance.
Oh, yeah.
He has
flailing legs. They just go all over the place.
He does. Not failing.
Flailing.
Flailing.
I said flailing.
I'll stop there because I was going to tell you he wasn't super pleasant to me.
Oh, well.
But in the end.
Who is really pleasant to you?
That's true. I do have a lot of haters.
Yep. So anyway, so it was your birthday since we won't be around tomorrow, more than likely.
Right. And I got to post that picture because it was a ton of wings.
Yeah. Well, I made you. So I buy our wings already, like I get the party wings from Costco. And they're super easy. So I made our wings. And so they come in packages, like you buy six. I made three of them tonight for our dinner, plus a salad. We had a salad. And it ended up being 32 wings in total.
Like parts.
Parts. So not just like
16 wings.
16 full wings.
Yeah.
And we ate, well, you ate 16 parts. So
8 wings.
8 wings. And I had, I was a quitter. I had 15 parts. So I had, you know.
Oh, you left one?
I left one. I did. I just couldn't.
Did you weep a little bit on the
it
inside?
It was just so, I was so full. I didn't even finish my salad either.
But you finished the glass of wine.
The important part, the wine, I didn't drink during all dinner. I carried over. Well, I drank during dinner, but then it carried. I didn't like drink the whole thing while we were eating.
It was a really good rosé with.
It's very yummy.
With the wings, that little bit of spiciness in the wings. It was so good.
Yeah, it was very good.
And don't be afraid to drink rosé in the winter.
No, there's nothing
wrong. We drink it all year long.
It is. Yeah. It's good.
Rosé all day, baby. Oh, all right. Well, we'll jump into the FMC Rewind and find out what's been going on. Views from the couch.
So Views from the Couch. So we're going into reunion time on my Real Housewives series. It's reunion of Real Housewives of New Jersey. So New Jersey are the lovely ladies that where Teresa was in prison because her husband like defrauded the government and stuff. So and since she signed the papers, she got go to prison too. So anyway, so it was reunion time.
Sounds
for
like
her.
You're defending her.
Well, I mean, no, I'm not. I mean, she's a grown adult. You sign the papers, you do the time. I mean, it's her own, you know, she trusted her husband. You know, she didn't read the paper. She admits it. She didn't read. She just signed where her husband told her to sign. So, you know, it's kind of like, well, silly for you for not reading something you're signing, but also you also have trust in your husband too. Like if you gave me a piece of paper to sign, I probably would just sign it. It's just
me? Really?
Yeah, I know. Some people might find that crazy. But I mean, you're my husband. I trust you. I know what you're every year I trust you to do our taxes, so
that is true. I do use a program.
I know you do. But still, it's like you trust your husband. You trust that you're not gonna do anything. Like she didn't think he was gonna do anything illegal. And so but anyway, so it was reunion time for that. And these women, I swear, like this one woman, her name is Siggy.
Getting Siggy with it?
Getting Siggy with it. And she was, I mentioned her before.
Like the cartoon character? Or not Ziggy.
Ziggy. Not Ziggy. Siggy with an S.
Okay.
I mentioned her before on one of my Views from the Couch that she was the one that bought Melissa a cake and they threw the cake and then she got all angry because they threw the cake. Well, they brought it up. I mean, that's what the reunion shows do. They just like resurface all the old stuff to make for a good TV. And she's bringing it up again. And then she's got this beef with Margaret because like, she made this comment about like, so Siggy is Jewish, and Margaret made a comment like, you know, like, oh, you know, you're Soggy Flicker, because her last name is Flicker. And she's just like, you know, you're just overdramatic and stuff like that. And she made a comment about Hitler, okay, to a Jewish person. I mean, but it was...
Why would you do that?
It wasn't...
Ever.
Right. I mean, you don't. But it was also, it wasn't like she was saying, it was like, Ziggy was calling Margaret like she was a bad person, like there's like bad people and stuff like that, and because she did one thing. And like Margaret was saying essentially like, well, you know, Hitler wouldn't have killed me because I'm not Jewish, but he's still a bad person. Like, it was kind of making a comment in that respect. So Andy Cohen, who's the host of the, is Jewish as well. And like, well, Siggy like went off on it. Like, she's like, she called her anti-Semitic and all this stuff because of this one little comment, which it really wasn't an anti-Semitic comment by any means.
It was
a bad choice. And she apologized profusely afterwards. She's like, I'm sorry, I didn't mean it, blah, blah, blah. But Siggy can't just get over it and stuff. And Andy Cohen, who is, I mean, he's like everywhere now. I mean, he's like the next Ryan Seacrest. I mean, he's...
Bite your tongue.
I'm just saying. Personally, I like Andy better than Ryan, but, you know, I mean, he's a fun guy. So anyway,
well, he didn't dunkelman anybody.
No, so. He didn't. And so he was saying, you know, he's Jewish as well. And he was just like, listen, Siggy, you know, I get you're allowed to have your feelings, right? And she's allowed to feel that way. But at some point, you have to accept the person's apology and not just keep on this going. And he's like, you know, I'm a Jewish man. My parents are Jewish. We all came, you know, they're Holocaust survivors as well. And they really didn't see anything wrong with the comment. And he's like, she was just making a comparison that just because a person isn't bad to everyone doesn't make them a bad person. You know, it's like Hitler was bad just because he liked, you know, white blonde people doesn't make him not bad, you know.
And he would have liked you.
He would have liked me. So, but yeah, so it was pretty, it's just, she's not coming back
next year. Not something
year.
To be proud of.
No. No, that's not something to be proud of. But I mean, so luckily she's not coming back next year because I'm just, it was just like,
So there's actually a point where there's too much drama
too
and
much
it becomes
drama.
Not entertaining
well,
anymore.
Well, because it's like the same, like she, like, so they, the best parts of these reunions is when they start fighting each other. But then that you have to put on the closed captioning because you can't understand what either of them are saying because they're both like, you know, everyone's fighting and yelling over each other. And I mean, it was just crazy.
Well, you can't turn on closed captioning because you're working.
Right. So it makes it even harder for me. So, yeah. But like the New Jerseys, they always have like some really good reunions. And then they brought out this one woman, Kim D. No idea what her last name is, but she's just like she's a pot stirrer and she just wants to make trouble. And she's like called Teresa all these names and like brought out again, like one of the rules with all these shows is don't talk about the kids. Kids are off limits. You just don't talk about them. Some of them are on the show. Some of them are not on the show. If they're on the show, it doesn't matter. You don't talk about the kids. They're innocent children. And like she just always says these horrible things about her children, and like I mean, and Teresa is on parole, so it's not like she can get up and like defend herself, and you know, because she really wanted to pull this woman's hair out, I can tell. But then she'd like go back to jail, and she had constraint, so proud of her for that. But this woman, I mean, New Jersey's great. I mean, it's just it's good for drama and stuff. But I'm glad Siggy's not coming back next year because she's just not. She's not a good person and she's not entertaining. And it's just like she calls herself like this. People call her to come give advice speaks. Like, how would you ever, like, she had this one of the episodes was she held a retreat for all these women to how to better empower themselves. So, on surface, it's like, oh, that's a great message. She had plastic surgeons there and she had all these like very superficial, like, people there to help women better themselves.
Yeah, but I mean, if you want plastic
surgery. If you want
surgery,
but have the other stuff too. Like, have the more in-depth, like, have a psychologist, have a career counselor, have, like, non-surface stuff there as well.
Yeah, I mean, I don't understand any of that stuff, right? Because I wouldn't know what to say, right,
yeah.
About anything like that. But, I mean,
I mean, hey, whoever wants to, more power. I mean, we know people that have had plastic surgery. They love it. I mean, that's great.
Some people tell me I need plastic surgery.
Right. I mean, I hate my nose. I've always would love to have, but I choose not to. And that's my choice. And it's everybody else's choice to be able to do it. But it's like, if you're holding a seminar.
Was it really just a shill for the plastic surgeons? Is that what you're saying? Like the entire retreat was?
No, like the first day was all superficial. And so you kind of like, and again, this is TV. It's editing, who knows? But like the first day was very superficial. The next day they did a little more in depth and, you know, trying to get, you know, a little bit more personal and like underneath the skin, I guess. But I don't know. It just seemed like too little too late. But again, it could be just editing because it makes for good. Hey, I'm still talking about that. And that episode was many weeks ago. So
many weeks ago.
So, yeah. So that's. That was the big one this week with the New Jersey reunion. I'm so far behind on my TV. It's just ridiculous.
Well, the important thing is we caught up on This Is Us.
Yes, we did.
And unbelievable.
Oh, I just was crying.
We don't want to do spoilers here.
No. But like the one up at the
But if you're, again, if you're not watching This Is Us.
You're stupid.
You're the worst person in the world. Just start watching it. It's worth it. I mean, it's so emotional.
You need to binge watch it between now and the Super Bowl because after the Super Bowl, are they having an episode after the Super Bowl? Because I kept on saying after the Super Bowl. Is it going to be on Sunday?
Yeah, I think it is, which means it's going to be tough for us to record on Sunday, which is our normal day.
We might have to stay up past 10 o'clock.
Ooh, that's going to be really rough. Well, tonight we might too also. I mean, this is...
Ugh, well, the kid...
Darn kids getting away so much.
Well, I have some work to do tonight, too, so I should probably stay up anyways. But yeah, This Is Us. You need to binge watch it between now and the Super Bowl. And then maybe we might have to do like at the end of the podcast, do like a spoiler alert to talk about.
Well, I kind of want to do that now because I really want to talk about like everything that happened.
I know, but then people won't listen to the rest of the podcast. So I feel like we have to do it at the very end.
You are making a huge assumption that they're going to listen to the rest of it anyway. That's really big.
True.
Yeah.
Or maybe we just say like, hey, you know, next episode at the very end, we're going to do a spoiler alert for This Is Us. And maybe like
we could like,
people.
Oh, we could do it after. We could do it like in the Easter egg.
Like,
yeah, like we're Star Wars. Yeah.
If you listen to, you go through all like.
What was it? The Avengers had a big one, wasn't it? Or Iron Man?
Oh, Iron Man. Oh, yeah. Iron Man usually does. Yeah. We can, after, if people listen all the way through all your social media stuff, then they get a little Easter egg.
Yeah. So here's the punishment.
Yes,
and
exactly.
Now here's the reward.
Exactly.
All right. Well, yeah. We won't do that. But how are your goals going, though? I mean, we're 4 weeks into the year here.
So I'm doing good. Crushing the 1,000 steps a day.
So what happens in February? Where does this goal go?
February, we're going to go up to 2. We're going to go up to 2,000.
Can I talk you into 2,500?
No. But thanks for asking.
So this brings up something that I wanted to talk about.
Oh Lord.
Yeah, this could make you mad at me, but that's okay.
Yes.
So you're very much like a positive person.
I am.
I don't think you're getting mad at me for that.
No.
And
wait for it.
And I appreciate that very much. And you tend not to panic.
Remember, I'm like on like, you know, some special medication right now. So tread lightly here. My hormones are going crazy right now.
Well, if you throttle me like Homer does Bart, it'll make for good podcasting. We'll try to get it like live on Facebook if that happens.
Exactly.
But, and it's not just you. So I want to preface this. It's not just you. I've seen a few people lately kind of post like this. And I'm working, like my training's going well.
Mm-hmm.
I'm following Coach Andy's prescribed plan.
Yeah.
I'm a little faster than he had prescribed, but I honestly believe that's because of weight loss.
Okay.
A little tidbit on that. I might have said it before, but when you lose weight, you get approximately for every, you know, pound or so, you get about 2 seconds faster on your per mile time. So when I told him my PR,
mm-hmm.
which is kind of what you base things on, like my PR for a 5K, that's where you base the times on. I was heavier.
Right.
By about the exact amount that I'm faster right now.
Okay.
So it probably would have been close, right?
Okay.
So anyway, that aside, when we talk about like going on a hike or, you know, your 5K like later in the year.
Yeah.
You're just like, oh yeah, I'll do it.
Yeah.
And I'm working like so hard to be
but
in shape.
Is like in April. It's coming up. It's like a few months away.
I know, but I mean, we're talking about a hike potentially like even in like
June.
In June, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And 2,000 steps a day.
Yeah.
won't like cut it. And I'm not questioning like whether or not you're going to train.
Right.
I'm saying like, I feel, here's what I feel.
Oh, this is not a, safe zone.
Hey, good. Fair enough. I feel like you're dismissing the fact that I'm working hard to try to get things done. And you feel like you could just jump in and do anything at any time and
but
you'll
I'm
be fine.
I'm not doing what you're doing.
I know, but if we go on like a 20 mile hike.
I'm not trying to
hike,
get to like a 2-hour 5K.
Well, that's, so for the record, I've beat a 2-hour 5K. I've even beat a 2-hour 10K.
I know you have, but it's
not
different
by much.
Goals. It's different goals.
I know, but I feel I honestly feel like it's going to get to June. You're going to have you're going to just have done a few steps.
No.
You're not going to have trained at all, and then you're just going to go.
And then
tell me how sore you are for a week.
No, I would never give you the satisfaction of that. I would suffer in silence after that.
No, you wouldn't.
I would too. I'd suffer in silence a lot.
I'm suffering in silence right now.
No, now we've come up with, like, we think we have a timing as far as when we want to do our epic hike.
You don't think that you're just a little bit laissez-faire about, like, the fact that it might take some training?
I know it's going to take some training, but I also feel that you think I'm in worse shape than I truly am.
I think that you think you're in better shape than you really are.
I'm a positive person. I think you think I'm worse than I am, and that's not true. Hmm. I carried 30 pounds around Disneyland for 2 days.
And complained how sore you were.
I don't have that memory.
Okay. That's selective memory for sure.
I think you are projecting.
No.
Projecting.
Not at all.
I did not complain about how sore I was. You make it sound like every 5 seconds I was like, oh my God, I'm so sore.
I didn't say that it was every five.
But
no,
you make
no,
it sound.
No, no, no,
make
no.
you sound
no,
it like that way.
That is not at all. I said, and you complained. And you did. To the point of, you told the child we're on a break.
I tell her that all the time. You listen to mommy for five minutes straight. You go on a break with your child.
Have listened to it.
You tell her you're on a break, and she doesn't listen though. Though I told her we were on a break, she just didn't listen. She looks at you with those big blue eyes, and you're like, fine.
Are they blue still? They
I
seem
think
more
blue
hazel.
Gray. They go blue gray. I think they're still a blue gray. But they do turn a little bit. But yeah, they're still blue-gray. But she looks at you with those eyes and you're like, oh, fine. And I was sore. I was sore, but I did it.
I understand so, that you'll
I just
do
think
it.
That you, I this I think you have ye of little faith in me.
No, that's not it.
And you don't think I have.
I think it diminishes the work that I'm doing when you're like, yeah, I'll just get it done. Like, I'll just do it. You go train your butt off.
But it's
and
different.
I will do very, very little, and I'll still keep up with you. You don't worry about it. It diminishes what I'm doing.
I don't want it to diminish, but I don't
know
what to
do. I'm letting you know now.
I don't know. I don't know what you want me to do about it.
I want you to move it.
Well, I am moving.
More than 2,000 steps a day. That's all.
Well, I go more than 2,000.
I wonder what the average American walks in a day.
I don't know. We could probably Google it.
That's what that's for?
Yeah. I have no
Google?
Idea. I have no idea.
Well,
I hear what you're saying.
This isn't a safe zone.
I hear what you're saying. I'm sorry that I make you feel that way. How about that one?
That's a terrible thing to say
that's
to
what
somebody.
They say what they, but I don't want to say, I'm sorry you feel that way, because then it doesn't acknowledge that I understand that I'm making you feel that way.
Oh yeah. We don't need therapists.
So
talk.
I understand that I make you feel that way. And I do apologize that you do. You shouldn't.
Thanks for telling me that I shouldn't feel how
you
I do.
You shouldn't feel that way.
It's not just you. I've seen a lot of posts lately on Facebook that basically are like, haven't trained in 3 years, did a half marathon. And I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. Like, is it all rosy for, I mean, I know I started out in really bad shape. I get it.
Yeah.
But I'm getting in decent shape now. And it's just when you see I can get it done. Like I feel diminished.
So because I feel positive in my ability to, you know, pick up my training when I feel like I need to. So that we can do, are we doing 20 miles? Is that what
I
have
no idea.
You know, what are five?
It could be 100 now. maybe 150.
every day I don't do like active training is like another 100 miles.
True. And I'm not asking you to do active training 10 days a week. Like, I'm not.
Well, good, because there's only 7.
Oh, again, Google. I'm not even asking you to do 5. Like, I'm just asking for something. Like,
and I said that I've upped my game to 2,000 steps. You don't know how I'm going to add those extra 1,000. Maybe I was planning on going on the treadmill.
So that's not
maybe
even.
Maybe I won't now because of so what you're saying.
My favorite part of that is, so 2,000 steps for like the average stride,
yeah,
is a mile. With your stride, not a mile.
So what do I have today? So wait, hold on. Yeah, my stride, I have horrible strides. So, all right. So today I have 4,621 steps.
I know, but that's not
That's just walking. No, right. No. I agree. I'm not saying I was running, but no, I was getting to the miles. I want to show you how many miles that was. Oh. That was 1.9 miles.
Okay, see? I guess, yeah.
I have no stride.
I wasn't saying that you should run either. I'm saying like just raise the heart rate. That's just sauntering around, right? That's just.
Hey, grocery shopping is hard work, man.
Still not like not out there raising the heart rate is all I'm saying. Just could you
ever fought for a zucchini?
I don't know why you're fighting for zucchini.
They're like little tiny zucchinis, and there's like one big one. And there's
like a PG show.
It's a vegetable. Or is it a fruit? Is zucchini a fruit or a vegetable?
I think it's a fruit.
There is no vegetable. Where's Ryan?
Ryan would tell us there are no vegetables.
Are no vegetables. Anyways, so I'm back to hearing what you're saying.
No, don't start with that. I just want you to move a little bit more on purpose versus just
and you don't
you know every day.
What my sometimes you know. Okay,
this is the so place I'm to reveal get, your plan.
No, so I'm gonna be honest with you. Okay, I don't like, and this is probably not good since I'm on a podcast. I don't like the attention. He almost spit out his wine, folks. So I don't like the attention of like saying, I'm going to like telling you, oh, I was on the treadmill for 20 minutes. I was on the treadmill for 30 minutes. I don't like that attention. I don't
want
to. I honest to God, this is me being completely honest with you. And so in the past, why like a part of my messed up head, because I am messed up, I admit it, like is like I almost don't want to work out because I don't want that attention. I know it's weird. It is. So my point is to this is, and I know we're trying to be very transparent to our listeners, but a part of why I don't like, you know, share ahead of time is like, you know, I'll share on the back end. It's like, oh yeah, I was on the treadmill for 3 days this week. And you'd be like, wow, you were? That's great. I don't want to be like you know, and you don't say it in a negative. You're always very positive. You're always encouraging. But I don't want to feel like if I don't get on the treadmill today, I don't want to feel like I let you down. Like
that's
I didn't
not at all.
And I know it's not. And I know, and it's just me projecting my feelings. And so that's why I don't have a plan because I'm not dismissing your hard work. I encourage you. I applaud you. I praise you whenever you have a great run. And it is hard work and you are doing great. And I know I have a long way. I know I have some work I need to get done and I will do it. And I'll share with our listeners after the fact, but like to come out and say, hey, I'm going to do, you know, I'm doing 2,000 steps a day. How I'm going to get to those 2,000 steps? Because even like now, I mean, I get to 2,000 when I go grocery shopping. I don't go to grocery shopping every day. I don't go to Costco. I'm going to have to be more active and I want to be more active. My goal was not just to get into those steps by just doing everyday items, but I need to do it on my own. And I can't share it up front. I just can't. That's just my, I get embarrassed. I get nervous. I get very self-conscious about it.
I could understand that if it was like a bunch of people, but it's like, it's me.
I know, but that's just how I feel.
And I'm not even asking you to share ahead of time.
I know.
I mean, I'll know if you've done something or not done something more than likely. I mean.
But it's just, that's just how I feel.
All right. I love how this turned, somehow I feel like this turned on me again. I'm going to get more hate mail.
But it's not. You didn't know that how I felt. You didn't know that's how I felt.
No, I can't. Like, I'll have to try to process that later because yeah. I can't comprehend. I can't understand it at all.
And it's probably a lot of people are going to be like, Gretchen, you're full of SHIT. I mean, what are you going to do?
That now I got to put a a warning.
I spelled it. It's okay to
no, that's,
spell.
No, that's... No.
Oh, no?
And we've been over this. You can't say that on network television.
I thought that was a different word I said.
No, I think it was that one. I think it was the S word.
Was it? I thought it was the F word.
Well, no, the F word you definitely cannot say.
Here we go again.
Especially since Lily listens.
I know. But I spelled it. She doesn't know how to spell that word.
My nearly 12-year-old daughter.
She's innocent. She's innocent.
She's very innocent.
So anyway, there's that.
And so the other goals are Thursday night, no electronics is
yes,
continued.
And we're doing really well with that. We didn't, obviously, on vacation, that was hard because we were on the plane and we needed Michaela she didn't sleep. I ended up having Shira on my computer last Thursday, but I did it after she went to bed. So I was actively, playing with her. We were engaged with her while she was awake, but then I did have to turn on my computer so I had some work to do.
I know. And that's a tough one, right? Because we kind of had decided not to do that, even for work. So
no,
that's a tough one.
It's hard. And you know what? But, kudos to my boss. She does not listen. So, she understands. And she's like, we have this understanding that there was something that she needed. She would call me. And she did do that one week. She did end up calling because she needed something from me. But it was I have a deadline to my CFO. And it was my own self-imposed, like, hey, let me get some work done.
Can I ask her to listen to this one so I can find out like how she would respond to that whole I'm embarrassed thing?
My boss?
Yeah. I think Wendy would tell it like it is.
Wendy tells everything like it is.
That's my point.
You could. You could call her out and say, hey, Wendy, listen to episode 21 when it posts. You're friends with her on Facebook. You could do it.
I am.
Pretty sure you are. Oh. Well, I know you're friends with Ron, her husband.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure you are.
All right. Yeah. So anyway. We'll get off that topic. My training is going well.
It is going well.
I'm having, I'm really working on pace overall. And like I said, it's a little quick, but I've slowed down. And the other thing, I'm running now. So this week I had 4 runs this last week. So I had a 5K with strides. And strides are just, you speed up, basically lengthen your stride.
Is that like a sprint to me?
It would be like I would probably look like Usain Bolt to you. And I'm really just barely faster than a turtle.
I have really short legs.
But it is just, it's whatever would be fast for you, right? So for me, I don't know what that gets to. But I would do strides for, 10, 15, 20 seconds, somewhere in that length of time. And I did that on Monday, Wednesday was the same. And then Thursday was a 2-mile easy run, so no strides in there. And then Saturday was a 10K.
It was beautiful weather for you.
Perfect weather, 10K, and no strides in there or anything, just what we call marathon pace, right? So quicker than the easy runs during the week. And I ran the two 5K runs and the 2-mile run, I ran the entire time. So I'm trying to get rid of the walk interval as best I could. And I wanted to run the entire 10K, and I was texting with my brother about that. We were talking about what races he's going to do coming up and kind of what I was thinking about. And I asked him about running the whole 10K, and he said, I would still throw walk breaks in there.
Mm-hmm.
So I had said to him, maybe I'll throw one in, like a 30-second break every mile, and he thought that was good.
Yeah.
Instead, what I did, just because it was easier for me to think about on my watch, I did a 9.5-minute run with a 30-second walk.
Okay.
And I was a little bit faster than the prescribed marathon pace. Frankly, though, I could have gone faster and I could have run the whole time. So,
and you felt good afterwards.
I felt great afterwards. My legs are fine today. I couldn't.
And we drove all the way to Pontiac and back. And we walked around the Arboretum for the day.
Yeah.
Two
and a half hours of driving plus a lot of walking.
Yeah.
So I felt really good about that. I feel like my legs are in decent shape. And I did the run on Saturday fasted.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
I was fasted for 14 hours or so when I did that run. And I didn't take in any fuel during the run. And I didn't take in any water either, which is easy during the cold weather.
Right. When it's hotter out, that's going to be something you're going to have to adjust for.
Well, I'm going to... So my next long run this weekend... coming up Saturday is 8 miles, and I will take water with me. I'll take my fuel belt with water and some fuel just in case. I don't think I'll need fuel for another you know, just under two miles.
I mean, if you're carrying your belt, you might as well put something in there just to be safe.
Absolutely. And during the run, I'm not going to worry about simple sugars. That's actually the one time that you could take in simple sugar, and it's not gonna really matter. But I think all the running, though, I had a dream, a nightmare about a half marathon that was back in, I want to say 2000, either 5 or 6. I had gone, and I don't know if I've told this story or not, but I had done team and training.
Right.
And raised, you know, the money. And I went out, and my brother's out there. My dad's out there. And I did training, but at the time I owned my own wine shops.
Right.
And I worked a lot of hours and was around a lot of people and got sick, like, not long before the race. And so it really, and working all those hours, like, I just didn't train the way I should have.
Mm-hmm.
And I got sick, like, beginning of January, and this run is, like, 3 weeks into January, give or take, usually.
Okay. Yep.
And so I went anyway and decided to do it. And I'm like, oh, I can do this, right? Kind of what I was talking about earlier. Like, oh, I can get it done. And that's probably all this connects, right? So I get going, and it's warm. It was super cold, and then it's warm, you know, not scorching hot, but, you know, warm. And I'm going along, and I'm not feeling, this is not a good day for me.
Mm-hmm.
Not surprising, given everything. And I get to the 10-mile mark, and my legs just basically are jello.
Yeah.
And I'm cramping up. I can't run anymore, because every time I run, my legs buckle. So I've got to walk it in. And I barely run at all for the last 3.1 miles, last 5K. I walk it in. It takes me, I want to say, 3.5 hours to do this. And I get done with the race, and I can't walk.
Yeah.
So I had to get in a pedicab.
You've told me this story before. I don't think you told her this.
Oh, my gosh. So I literally can't walk, and it's bad. Like, if I step off a curb, basically my legs just go out. Like, I just buckle completely. I cannot walk. And I don't know where the car is. It's like a ways away. But I just, so I've got this guy pedaling that bike, because I had to get in a pedicab after the race.
Nice.
I could not walk. And I'm like dreaming about this, nightmaring about this. And I wake up and I'm just like in a cold sweat. And my legs are like not hurting, but they're not cramping either. But it's like phantom, you know,
you
know what I mean?
I know,
like, it's not really there.
Yep.
Because I'm fine.
Right.
But oh my gosh,
That's
it was
funny.
So bad.
Not
it was
good.
So bad. But anyway, I wanted to share the pedicab story. It's always good for a laugh. But we were with our friends Carla and David.
Yes, we were. That's where we went to the, and they're three lovely children.
Yeah, they're little girls.
They're little girls. We went to the Arboretum yesterday because they had the Huskies, sled dogs, were in town, and they were doing some demos, and you got to go up and pet them and stuff like that. So we wanted to take the kids
And the model trains.
Yes,
too.
The model train, which Michaela could, I think she could have just sat there for hours and just looked
She's
at
like
the trains.
Me. Yeah. I could have too.
She loved it. She was having so much fun.
Yeah.
So.
And Carla listens to
and
the
Carla's
show.
Carla's listening. Yep. And posted. We gave her a mug.
We gave her a mug.
She's one of our first, reviewers, I want to say, on Podbeam, I feel
on Podbeam,
yeah. Yeah, she was one of our first reviewers. So, yeah. So we gave, you know, spreading the swag around she posted a picture of it.
Well, that was nice. I actually didn't see it.
Oh, yeah. She tagged Fat Man Chronicles on it.
Which is weird, because it didn't come up on my feed. So
yeah,
I'll have to go look for it. But but David and I were talking a lot, and we were talking about David's a bigger dude too.
Yes.
And so we were talking about weight and kind of what he got on a scale one day.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, yeah, no, this has got to change.
And you know, David and Carla are Mexican, and so they love their tortillas. I mean, they make some good Mexican food for us at times.
Oh,
they love
their
tortillas. Like, Carla actually makes her own tortillas sometimes. I mean, it's just insanity. Yeah.
We've eaten a lot of good things with them.
Yeah. So, like, David and his the rice. I mean, I make that rice for Lily now every once in a while, and well, we haven't had it forever, but he makes some great rice, and so he's like
all
into the grains
and everything.
So.
And beans and all that.
Oh, yeah, right? His beans. Like, you don't even like black beans. But David's, well, actually, I think they're more his mom's beans.
I don't care. They're good.
Yeah, they're delicious.
So David and I are talking, and we're going through things. And, you know, he's telling me what he's doing. I'm telling him what we're doing. And he you could see he's, like, interested, right?
Right,
and,
yeah.
So we talked about Malnati's pizza and how we do the crustless pizza, right? It's a slab of Italian sausage.
Yeah. I think you saved his life at that point. I think he was ready to worship you at that point.
And so they came back to the house and we ordered the Malnati's pizza. Yeah. And while we were waiting for that and the kids were playing and stuff, we started talking more about Banting and NSNG. Mm-hmm. And I started explaining things to him. And he starts, you know, we were talked about coffee earlier, and he's like, "Well, yeah, I just put creamer in it."
Yeah,
and I'm like, "What kind
his
of
hazelnut?"
I'm
creamer.
Like, "Yeah, exactly." I'm like, "What kind of cream?" He's like, "Hazelnut." I'm like, "Yeah, no." I'm like, "That's full of sugar, right?" And I'm not telling him not to do it. I'm just saying, like,
right? He's trying to cut back on sugar, and he's cut back on grains as well.
Like, I think, yeah, and he was thinking more of the grains for sure, right. Then. He just knew, like, don't eat cookies.
Right. Right. Exactly. That's you where know? He was.
But, you know, in an NSNG lifestyle, like, you can't, he was eating two apples, right? So
right.
I'm like, yeah. And in what we do, we can't do that. Like, right. One is already pushing it.
Yeah.
Two is definitely.
Well, he was making the comments, like, he would talk to Carl and be like, all I ate were apples. I had two apples today. That's right. All it is. And I've gained all this weight. And we're like, well.
It
this
could happen. And it doesn't apply to everyone, but it seems like it does apply to him. And so we're going through, like, the list, basically. I'm showing him kind of the list of what we can have. And he's like, well, what about, like, beans?
Yeah.
And I'm like, no.
No.
He's like, oh, man, I can't have that either. And I'm like, you can have whatever you want.
Right. And, you know, we threw out a disclaimer like, hey, we're not doctors. Please consult someone before you do anything.
We barely take care of ourselves.
We make sure that disclaimer was thrown out there.
But, you know, but it was really good. Because he was enthusiastic about it, right?
Yeah, he was really into it. Like, he was very curious about it. He wanted to see the cook. And, like, and Carla's like, oh, like, looking through the cookbooks that we've had. And she's, like, taking pictures of everything.
Right.
And Dave is making fun of her. Like, she ain't going to cook any of this stuff. And she's like, yeah, I'm totally not going to do any of this.
I think she might do that soup.
She might do the soup because that's super easy and stuff. But, yeah, it was funny. But, yeah, David was really into all the science part of it. Like,
yeah.
He was the studies that they did back in the 80s and stuff like that. And
well, I showed him how – so – and I can post a link to this. I think that this is public from what Dr. Noakes has done or Professor Noakes has done. But in 1977, the guidelines change, right?
Right.
So up until then, the average BMI – and I know BMI is – a tough thing to look at, right? Mm-hmm. I get all that. If you're super muscular, BMI doesn't apply, but trends tend to apply, right? So the BMI on average for men in, like, the 60s and 70s was like 12, 12 and a half, and for women was like 14, 14 and a half. And you fast forward to today and they're like 33, you know, 30 and 32 and 34 or something. Point being that we've gained a lot of weight since they changed the guidelines. And if you look at that pyramid, it says eat a ton of grains.
Right.
Right.
Yes.
All refined grains. And up here at the top is fat. Like,
right.
You barely touch that.
Yeah.
Like, don't touch the fat.
It's the top of a pyramid. It's
and tiny. We've kind of inverted the pyramid, right?
Right.
Where the top of the pyramid for us is sugars and grains.
Right.
And, you know, we're eating fat at the bottom.
Yep.
And it's working for us.
Right.
And since we got back from vacation, like, we got right back on it.
Yeah. So, you know, while we were on vacation, we were both talking about how bloated. Well, I was bloated. Bloated as all get out. And I was feeling like I had gained like 5-10 pounds. And from on vacation, I actually only gained like a pound.
And I gained 2.
And so I was like, so maybe there is something to this whole workout thing, because I was pretty active while we were on vacation.
Maybe.
Maybe you guys are on to something. But yeah, so I was very happy that I was shocked that it was only a pound. I really was. Because, well,
I think where the exercise comes in is you will burn off those sugars,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
if you're taking in the sugar and then you're exercising, that sugar can get burned. Like yes. your body actively does that versus storing it. Right.
And that's kind of where we were at. Right. Like whenever we had like a carb or something, we would meet walking or, you know, except when we were in Arizona, but we did go for that hike. The one day, unfortunately.
And I ran the whole time there.
You ran. But for me, I wasn't as active once we got to Arizona just because of what we were doing. Yeah. But we did, you know, go to the Children's Museum with her and a little activity, but not nearly as much. Right. But I was happy that it was only.
Yeah, and it came right back
and
off.
It came right back up. And yeah, I'm not
as a matter
back
of fact,
down to my low. And
my I'm close to mine, and I'm on the last belt loop, you know, the last notch in the belt, so gonna have to change clothes pretty soon. We bought a smaller size of jeans for me to get into. I have gold jeans.
You have gold jeans now.
But yeah,
so,
I mean it
was, so poor David though.
Poor David.
poor David because it felt like every time he'd think like oh, because he was talking about the Nutrigrain bars, like the granola bars or
the almond
nature
butter.
The Nature
Valley. Oh, he's like, oh, I could have almond butter. I'm like, well, yeah, but not with that.
He's like, but it says it's, you know, healthy and it's got the little heart on it. Because that was his thing, right? He's like, I bought the heart. I have the heart. It's like, well, I mean, it is
Well, that was those crackers, too. Right. He found those sweet potato. some sort of sweet potato cracker. And I'm like, we wouldn't eat it. And he's like,
and that's
really?
What we kept on saying. It's like,
he's like, seriously?
This is not what we would do. You know, you do what you need to do. You know, it's not like...
I think he might be a little bit. I mean, he was doing a lot of the no grains on his
really
own.
He really
was. Anyway.
Like he. I mean, he didn't. You know, we got. So for lunch, we met at when we were at the Arboretum. They had food courts, food trucks there, right? And so we all ordered barbecue off the food truck, and we know the sauce had some sugar in it.
But they were very light on the sauce.
It was light on sauce, but you got us a hamburger, a cheeseburger with pulled pork on top of it. Oh my God, it was so good.
But no bun. No
we didn't
slaw.
Have any bun. We didn't have the slaw. And David, you know, he didn't think to order it that way because he's not there yet. But he didn't eat the bun.
No.
He's kind of in that mentality as well. Like he says he hasn't even had any tortillas, I think he said.
Yeah, I know. He's definitely there. I was just trying to help. If he wants to do it, I'm like, you got to think about the sugar part. Like you're not thinking enough about that sugar part.
Yeah.
And don't get fooled with, he kept saying like, can I have this? And I'm like, is it in a package? Like pre-processed? He's like, yeah. I'm like, no.
No.
I'm like, you can have it. But I'm telling you, like for us, eat food.
Right.
Like eat real food. That's, we buy very few things that come out of a package.
I can't even think of.
Well, we bought a paleo.
Oh, right. That
pancake mix that we're going to try.
We're going to have that
but
one
But I read
try.
Through the ingredients and it was dang close. Right.
Right.
And like. I like pancakes.
Right.
And I like pancakes with eggs on it. Like, you know, even. So I want to try it.
Yeah. We could have tried it yesterday. Totally. Or today, this morning. Forgot about it. I have dinner plans this week. Oh, well.
I might have it tomorrow morning, to be honest.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. Because I haven't made the sous vide eggs yet. So,
no.
Oh, why don't you make us pancakes tomorrow?
For my birthday?
For your birthday.
I'll make you pancakes? Man. But I'm going to run. I don't know if I'll run early or not. I have to look at the weather yet. But it was great, though, talking with him. And I had that conversation with Nancy out in Arizona. Just I didn't realize, like, I'm passionate about what we do for us. And I'm passionate when somebody wants to learn about the science. Like, David wanted to know about the science.
Right. Carly,
and most people don't care.
Some people's eyes just glaze over. Mine half glaze over when you start talking about the science.
And I like the science behind it, you know, talking about how much
but
overtime
that's why,
we did. And
you know, people ask like, oh, why are you doing this? Like, you know, is this just another thing? And I said, you know, when we first started it, people asked me like, why are you doing it? And I'm like, well, I'm doing it for Pete. I'm like, but this isn't just like another thing. Like he's read the science behind it and he's behind the science part of it. And that's why, you know, I was willing to give it a try, that it wasn't just some fad that you had just heard about.
I think
you
you're
did
into
the research.
It now, though, aren't you?
Yeah, no, I'm totally cool with it.
I mean, would you want to switch out? Like, once you get to your goal weight or whatever?
No, I think I'm okay. I think I've come to
accept
it.
I mean, for me, it's my way of eating.
And but I've learned, like, so we were yesterday.
Because I feel better.
Right. You know, I feel good. I don't like how I feel. And I went to book club on Friday night, and our good friend, you know, our friends, Dawn and Tom, and Tom's not doing it, but Dawn has always been gluten-free, and she started cut out more and more grains and sugars and stuff. And we were talking, and she was talking with, and she's like, yeah, every once in a while we'll have rice. She's like, but, you know, I've just noticed that when I do have, like, even brown rice or something, she's like, I just feel so bloated afterwards. And she's like, I just don't like how it feels. And that's kind of, you know, how I feel now. We had at the Arboretum, I had a couple bites of that. You know, we had mac and cheese. Like, so it was pepper jack mac and cheese with the pulled pork on top of it. Uh-huh. Evil stuff. It was delicious. But I had a few bites of that, and I was bloated immediately. And I'm like, I just don't like how I feel. So, you know, will I go back to, you know, I mean, yeah, we're going to have our anniversary weekends where we have the stuff.
Right.
But am I going to go back to where one of our meals every week is a pasta dish, or where we have a rice or something? Probably not. I don't really see the need for it.
Yeah, I'm in the same boat. I'm thinking that, you know, once I'm to where I want to be, once every couple of weeks, if we want to have something, you know,
I mean, it would be small amounts of it, just because I don't like how it makes me feel.
Yeah, me too. Well, and that's
I miss our fire and wine.
I for sure.
I do miss fire and wine, our fire and wine restaurant. So, you know, but I feel like we could go there and do really well without having, you know.
It's those darn donuts.
It's the donuts. They're so good.
With the honey chocolate dipping sauce and the salted butterscotch budino.
And you get a gift card from them for your birthday.
Yeah, but isn't it like in January or something?
Yeah, we only have 2 days to go.
And we could go easily.
We could go because they have plenty of stuff that we could do without.
But it's the pizza, and
the donuts. Yeah.
So, but yeah, the other interesting part, and this is what I was saying to David, like, we're not hungry. And we're not, like, you recover. Like, I used to be really sore after a run, even when I was training all the time.
Yeah.
And in getting in shape, like, I was still sore after a run. I'm not anymore because the swelling is gone for me.
Right.
Look, it may not be for other people.
Right.
And I think that I've got a sensitivity to this stuff. We're going to find out because you guys got me the test.
Yes. For your birthday, I got you the health.
23andMe, where we get to do the health thing that tells you food sensitivities and all kinds of
stuff. It's
supposed to
have like a huge, I mean, it's got a lot of graphs, but like the page report you're supposed to get from that is supposed to be pretty big. But we might have to find a doctor to help read it for us.
Maybe. Or Google.
Google.
WebMD.
Yeah, there we go.
But yeah, I mean, I think that it was fun. I mean, it was fun for me to talk to somebody about it who is receptive. Help him understand it, and we'll see. I mean, maybe he'll convert. I mean, he definitely, just cutting out the grains, he's like, I can't believe how fast I just started dropping. Well, and I'm like, yeah.
So at book club on Friday, I was talking with Jen and Boone. I got there a little early. Well, and Boone likes to hang out with us at book club. He loves to hang out. And he was talking about how they've even cut back. Now they're doing, they've cut back on the amount of grains and stuff, but they're actually going the shake route. They want to try the shakes. And I'm like, oh, you did that. That was one of, you did shakes for a little while too. And Boone says that he's done a couple of the shakes, but he's not full into it, but he's just cut back on some of the grains that he's eating. He's just not having the starches and that kind of stuff. And he's lost like 5 pounds in like 4 days. So, yeah. I mean, it's amazing what you can drop off. And it's kind of interesting to listen to our friends that they're not fully adapting, and we don't ask anyone, but they've kind of like listened to what we're doing and like partially adapt, which I think is, you know, just cutting back anything is.
Yeah. I mean, and it, at different ages too, like Jim and, you know, Jim and Karen are a little bit older than us, and they've done it and they feel a lot better.
Has Jim converted too?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. And he right away said it, you know, he felt better right away and he could see the difference. So
but this works for us. We're not saying it's work for everyone.
No.
And we're not telling people you need to do it to live a happy, healthy lifestyle. That's
no, I mean, the only thing I will say is I do believe that, we have way too much sugar in our diets as Americans. That I believe.
I don't think anyone would disagree with you on that.
I just think we have way too much. And, you know, our body produces what's needed for the brain because the brain needs sugar. That's just a fact. It needs glucose, right? So, but when our bodies produce ketones, right? When that helps the feed the sugar. Mm-hmm. But we eat enough vegetables and fruit usually probably to to go through that too.
I went to the grocery store today. I forgot to buy my fruit for my cottage cheese.
The berries.
Yeah. I mean, there's some raspberries in there and I think they're still good, but it's kind of hard to believe that they would still be good because they've been in there a while. Or unless my mom maybe bought some while she was here, but I forgot
that. Well, you'll have to check it out.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we probably should get moving because I think this one, the last one was short. I think this one's long.
Oh, wow. Okay. They were probably bored of us already.
Well, that 2 minutes in. But, you know, so last time we said, leave us a review.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, we'll draw names and all that good stuff. And then I realized that from the time that we said that, the episode wouldn't come out till Friday.
Right.
And it's only a couple of days.
Oh, right.
And I haven't even looked to see if anybody did.
Oh, so to say. Okay.
But so go ahead and leave a review on Apple Podcasts.
Yep.
And you'll get thrown into a drawing for some Fat Man Chronicles swag.
Yep.
And next time out, we will also do a drawing for people who already gave a review. Because there's always like drawings for people who give the reviews like now. Like
right. But what about the originals?
What about the OGs?
Yes, exactly.
So they're going to get thrown in there too. Awesome. All three of our patrons got their swag.
They did. Linda loves hers. Her daughter stole her mug.
Just stole the mug.
Yep, she stole the mug.
We heard from Christine that she loves the shirt. I'm still waiting on the pic though, Christine. I want to post that up there. We've gotten some of our swag in, but not all of it. We're waiting on stuff. We've gotten some our mugs and the trucker hat didn't work out for me.
You got to get a new one.
I know what I want, and so I'm going to be picky about that.
I'm not a big fan of the trucker hat to begin with, and that one that's the one that we got was the reason why I'm not a big fan of it. Now the one that you have from what is it?
10 Junk Miles.
10 Junk Miles. That one is nice. That one.
Well, I like the look of this one. It was the feel that I didn't like.
Yeah, I didn't like the feel either.
But
you put out some new stuff out there.
I did.
Some fun stuff for the ladies.
That was just having some fun. And
this is what happens when I leave him alone.
Yeah, you need to design some things. But I mean, there's like some wine charms up there now. Yeah. And I designed shirts to be a little bit different with our Be Better Today hashtag on the front and then like a small logo.
Did you find a blanket yet for Views for the Couch?
I haven't yet. I'm going to look still.
Okay.
I have a feeling that could be expensive.
A snuggie.
Well, I want to get buffs made and I want to get hats made eventually. Yeah. Or I think Buff is a brand name. I think you got to watch that. I think you can get in trouble.
Careful.
But go ahead and leave some reviews for us.
Please.
1-star, 2-star, 5 stars. We love them all.
We don't.
You'll get entered in no matter what, how many stars there are. And if you want to check out what's in the swag store, go to Zazzle.com. Zazzle.com/Fatman Chronicles, and you'll see all the stuff. And we're adding stuff periodically. Gretchen's going to take a look, see if she can help organize it.
Yes.
And I think we're going to order hats soon.
Yeah.
Because I love that hat.
I know.
And I need a, and not that I don't love 10 Junk Miles, because I do.
You do.
Great podcast.
You do.
They are not clean. A lot of F-bombs. Hilarious. Make me crack up.
Yes.
So we're going to do that. But in the meantime, thank you for listening to the Fat Man Chronicles episode 21. The music is You Got Me Wrong by Safar. All the social medias were Fat Man Stories, either at Fat Man Stories on Instagram and Twitter, and Facebook.com/Fat Man Stories on the Facebooks. You can find us online at fatmanchronicles.com and subscribe there also. Just give us your email. That's not subscribing to the podcast. That's just subscribing to the blog.
Yes.
And reviews and all the, you know, Google Play, Stitcher, Podbean, great. But Apple Podcasts and iTunes is really the only one that matters for all these rankings. But we really definitely appreciate it. So subscribe, tell a friend. Carla's telling people.
Yes.
So we like that. And you can tell them how motivational it is at the end when I say, get out there and be better today.
I was not hiding. I was unsure. And I was really right.